Apple lobbies corporate world to denounce bills protecting children from body-altering procedures. By Alim Bokhari on April 4, 2022. If you think prepubescent kids shouldn't be pumped full of artificial hormones that in many cases permanently castrate them, then Apple is lobbying against you and attempting to bring the might of the Fortune 500 to their side. The tech giant is engaged in an intense lobbying effort against bills aimed at protecting kids from what progressives call gender-affirming medical treatment, meaning medical procedures such as so-called sex change procedures that may leave them permanently infertile before they've reached the legal age of consent. Apple is even emailing executives at other Fortune 500 companies urging them to join in the campaign against legal protections for children. Even corporate media outlet Politico has called the intensity of Apple's efforts unusual. Politico reports. Apple's senior director of corporate communications, Fred Sines, this month pressed leaders of fellow Fortune 500 companies to denounce an order by the Texas governor that called for child abuse investigations of parents who provide transgender children with gender-affirming care despite opposition from doctors. "I'm reaching out from Apple because we're hoping you'll join us and lend your company's name to a critical issue," wrote Sines, who was formerly the vice president of communications and marketing at the HRC, in an email to his corporate affairs counterparts on March 5. The advocacy is notable considering that Apple has often shied away from the political spotlight. The company doesn't have a political action committee or make campaign donations, maintains a smaller federal lobbying presence than its big tech peers, and often does not engage with the news media on policy issues. Florida recently passed a bill prohibiting classroom lessons on sexual orientation and gender identity for kids under the age of 10, leading to an ongoing outcry from woke corporations including the supposedly family-oriented Disney, which apparently believes that sex and gender bending are appropriate subjects to be taught to prepubescents. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #DeleteIt, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.